Judy DeLugach is president and CEO of Olivia Travel, that's celebrating its 30th anniversary, and she's here to talk about their new Beautiful Together campaign and contest and give us her spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
I'm great.
First of all, give us a little background about Olivia.
Well, we actually started as a record company in the 70s. And we were a record company for almost 20 years, and we created opportunities for women to record music. I produced over 40 albums, and we sold a couple of million records, and we brought the women's community, specifically the lesbian women's community, together during a time when there was nothing there for women to come together, really. So Olivia was really an important and incredibly important company in the development of community and the ability to connect and end invisibility, particularly for lesbians. Then in 1989 into 90, I morphed the company into a travel company because I was now at a point where I wanted to travel in my life. And I knew that most women would not be able to travel unless they had a safe and secure way to travel, and also wanted to create a place where women could be free to be themselves for an entire time that they're on vacation, because I was out my entire life except on vacation. So I knew that would work. So Olivia Travel started in 1990, first trip. And since then, we've taken over 300,000 women on about 350 trips all over the world. We charter cruise ships, resorts, we do safaris, we do small trips, riverboats, we do everything all over the world. But we always make sure that it's exclusively our community. So that's what Olivia does.
How did you become involved?
When I was 20 years old, a group of friends got together and decided we wanted to change the world. And this was in the mid-70s. And I thought that the best way we could do that would be to create a company that would make a difference. And a woman named Chris Williamson, who was our second recording artist, said, well, why don't you all just start a women's record company? And it was such a great idea. I was about to go to law school. I quit that idea, and with a group of friends, we worked together, lived together, and created this record company specifically for women.
Tell us about the Beautiful Together campaign and contest.
We have a billboard that we just put up in Times Square. So part of what we're doing is getting the word out about Olivia over and over again. Olivia recreates itself always. Over the last many years, it keeps moving and changing. And, you know, I was the youngest when we started. I'm now the oldest. And Beautiful Together is all about a campaign to have people, first of all, do a photo contest where if they send a photo in by the 16th of December, we will be choosing photos of real people to go up on the Times Square billboard. So that's part of the contest. Also to win a free cruise. And the song that we use is called Beautiful Together. And it's really, you know, shows how remarkable it is to go around the world and to explore the world as a community. It's just an extraordinary experience. So that's a lot of what Olivia is about. And that's what the Beautiful Together is all about.
What do you hope to accomplish with this campaign?
Well, we want to continue to reach out to the broader LGBTQ plus women's community, because as we move along decade after decade, things change. And one of the things that we're basically wanting to say is we have events and opportunities for women of all ethnicities, of all ages, and that's what we do. So the Beautiful Together campaign is all about showing who Olivia is in 2020.
In this political climate, how do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward, especially heading into the 2020 election?
What is absolutely essential is that we all get incredibly involved in taking down this president and in taking back the Senate and the House, and then we can go forward like we were before. And the only way to do that really is to make that kind of impact on the elections. And we as a community have a tremendous opportunity to be involved. You know, one of the things that I have been very involved in is trying to really involve more and more lesbians and the LGBTQ population in really getting into the election cycles and helping people get to the polls and make that a major part of our thought process, because if we don't do that, everything we have won is going to be turned back, and we can't let that happen.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids?
You know, it's nothing new that kids have this experience. I mean, this is something that has gone on for, you know, as long as we have all existed. And this kind of alienation and this sense of isolation, people think that right now, because, you know, so much has changed, that things are easier. But for kids, it's not. They live in the same, you know, environment. They're in schools where there's bullying. And the main thing is to find friends and to get involved with groups of people who are like you and find them. Because we can't, if we're in an alienating situation, we can't do it by ourselves. We have to have support. I mean, when I came out long ago, I mean, before I came out with a lot of support, I was in college and there were people there who were absolutely saying it's not only good to be a lesbian, it's better to be a lesbian. And oh my God, just hearing those words changed my entire life. So we have to find each other. We have to connect. We have to talk to each other. And particularly for young people, you got to find a group. You got to find people who you can depend upon and not be isolated in your school or at home. It's really so, so important.
How can people get information about Olivia Travel and also the Beautiful Together contest?
Well, the best way to get information about Olivia, we have a website, olivia.com, and you can find out more about the Beautiful Together contest, where you can sign up to win a free cruise and also to take a photo of you and your friend, or you and a partner, and be entered into the contest to possibly being one of the 3 photos that we have up on our Times Square billboard.
What other trips are you working on?
One of the trips that we just announced, actually, is we're doing an L Word resort trip in May to the Caribbean. We'll be in Punta Cana at a Club Med, 1,300 women, and the cast of the L Word coming. We're going to have incredible parties and gatherings and talks, and it's going to be remarkable. And we developed this incredible partnership with the L Word when the original L Word came out with Eileen Chaikin. And so we're just continuing that incredible connection with this really groundbreaking, wonderful TV show. And it's going to be one of those amazing moments. We said, hey, this is what we can do to be involved and help. And it's going to be just this extraordinary event. You know, the L Word just started its new season, the L Word Generation Q, and we love them. And we'll be working together, hopefully long into the future.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
You know, I think that, why do this thing? I've been doing Olivia for my entire adult life. And the reason I do it is because I see what community and connection means and how powerful it is. And I've watched the import of really doing away with invisibility through people coming out, telling their own stories. But we, as Olivia, we parallel this movement. And we've been sort of a cultural arm as a record company. And now we travel the world as incredible ambassadors wherever we go. And it's all ages. This is the most beautiful part of Olivia for me. It's all ages. It's all ethnicities. It's everyone comes because they want to have a great time. And in the process of that wonderful experience, we also change the world. So we go to places in Africa or the Caribbean or parts of China, and we've gone to Vietnam and Cambodia and Antarctica, and we have influenced the way people just view lesbians and our community, because we're just there, we're good citizens, we're having an incredible time, and it's catchy. You know, and also on the trips themselves, the actual staff, many of the people who serve us on the cruises or at resorts are gay. But for a long time, they were forced to stay in the closet. And part of what Olivia has been able to do is say, you know what, you can't have our business and treat your people and discriminate against them as gay people. They have to be able to be out and happy. And we have changed the cruise industry. We've changed the resort industry in so many ways because of just being there and changing the way people think. You know, I think that people also say, oh, Judy, you're such a good businesswoman. And my response has always been, you're not getting it. You know, what I've done is all about activism. And through having a company that has that social conscious mission, that we are able to change the world and be able to do it by also hiring lots of people and creating something that never existed before. Dolores Huerta, who's a very famous activist, said to me on board one time, she said, Judy, I see what you're doing. This is not just a business. You're having an influence on people in a way, and they are changing the world. So that was one of the great moments for me to hear that, because often it's just, oh, you're such a good business person.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do. I've had this for decades and decades, and it was from the original collective of women. One of the women, Jennifer Woodall, wrote this down, and we used to come up with sayings, and one of my favorites is, struggle is hard, that's why we don't call it fiesta. And, you know, in all the years of doing this work, there are always moments when it's not easy, because no one else is doing what Olivia does. You know, there's no one out in front of us that we can say, hey, that's how you do it. You know, at the same time, trying to create these environments for our community when the rest of the world hasn't been as open to us as we would like always was a struggle. But that saying, struggle is hard, that's why we don't call it fiesta, makes me laugh. And that's the most important thing when you're doing the work you do. You got to keep a sense of humor.